This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. At least three upcoming auctions in November, two in France and one in New Jersey, list sacred items, which tribes say should not be put up for sale. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk, Laurel Morales reports.
Hopi and other tribal leaders say the commercialization of cultural heritage violates tribal laws. When human remains and sacred objects wind up on the auction block, they say it's often the result of looting and illegal trafficking. Eldred Licensi is a cultural sovereignty fellow at the Association of American Indian Affairs, a nonprofit that advocates for tribes.
These items are part of living cultures. Indigenous peoples are still here. We still practice on a daily basis these cultures, our languages, and our traditions. And these are simply just a part of us as our identity. And that's where we draw its strength.
The association is calling on collectors and auction houses to work with tribes to help them find a way to bring their artifacts and ceremonial items back home. For National Native News, I'm Laura Morales in Flagstaff.
The Cherokee Nation, one of the defendants in an Indian child welfare case along with the federal government, believes the recent court ruling poses a threat to sovereignty after a federal judge in Texas ruled the Indian Child Welfare Act is unconstitutional. The decades-old law aims to keep Native children with Native families. As Caroline Halter reports, the Oklahoma tribe is now considering next steps in the case.
The Texas judge wrote that the Indian Child Welfare Act is a race-based law, making it unconstitutional. But the ruling is an outlier, according to Cherokee Nation's Deputy Attorney General Chrissy Ross Nemo.
There's a long line of federal court decisions that say when you have a law that applies specifically to Indian people or Indian tribes, it's not because they're racially Indian, it's because they are members of a sovereign government.
Cherokee Nation plans to appeal the ruling, but a loss could send the case to the Supreme Court, and Nemo fears the consequences could be far-reaching.
This calls into question other areas of Indian law outside of the Indian Child Welfare Act.
Even if the case doesn't go to the Supreme Court, Nemo says losing the appeal could strengthen race-based arguments against Indian law in lower courts. For National Native News, I'm Caroline Halter.
The Cherokee Nation is among tribes which have long fought to keep protections under the Indian Child Welfare Act. The law was highlighted in the case known as Baby Veronica, in a custody battle between a Cherokee Nation citizen, the biological father, and an adoptive South Carolina couple. The Cherokee Nation fought to keep the child with the father, but she was eventually handed over to the couple. Tribes, advocates, and Native organizations closely followed that case, raising concerns about impacts in Indian country. Volunteers are helping the Tohono O'odham Nation in Arizona with recovery efforts after Tropical Storm Rosa caused flooding. According to the tribe's Emergency Management Department, cleanup efforts for homes impacted by the storm are continuing this week. Officials have also been watching a dam, which volunteers have assisted with by filling and placing sandbags in the area. Water is also being pumped out of the dam. Assessments are being made on houses and roads in the community. Parts of the Southwest saw record rain from the recent storm. This week, members of the Native American community in L.A. County gathered in San Fernando to call on the city to change the street named McClay. Native people say the man it's named after, California State Senator Charles McClay, committed atrocities against Native people in the 1800s. The Los Angeles Daily News reports local tribal members would like it replaced with the name of tribal leader Rogero Rocha. City leaders say they're open to discussions about changing the name as Native people plan to take it to the city council. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by BNSF Railway, an American Indian Science and Engineering Society top 50 employer. BNSF's ACES scholarships support Native American students in science, technology, engineering, and math. Info at bnsf.com.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.